We're now going to look very briefly at the final issue under separation of powers, which is interbranch checks and balances. Now, we've talked a little bit already about some of these checks and balances. We've talked about the veto power. We've talked about the war power of Congress versus the president's power as commander-in-chief. Congress can also limit the president through its impeachment power. The president can be removed from office for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The House of Representatives has the sole power to impeach, and the Senate, on the other hand, has the sole power to try the impeachment. Another check and balance is the investigatory power. This is a very broad implied power. Congress can investigate any legitimate matter over which it has jurisdiction. A broad implied investigatory power. And regarding enforcement of it, failure to comply can result in sanctions such as contempt against the individual. A final related area here is the Speech and Debate Clause. Speech and Debate Clause provides absolute immunity to members of Congress and their aides regarding any matter, any communication conducted on the floor of either house. So anything which is said on the floor of either house comes under this broad immunity of the Speech and Debate Clause. But remember, Speech and Debate Clause immunity does not apply to, let's say, a defamatory newsletter or a defamatory press release which may be issued by a member of Congress. It only applies to what goes on, what is conducted on the floor of either house. Okay, well, that will conclude our second pocket area, separation of powers.